for staying, those of you who are in the audience. We're going to move this as quickly as humanly possible. I'd like to call this special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University. I'd like to call it to order, please, and roll call.
Here.
Well, let's call the roll, please, Sharon.
Yes, ma'am. Trustee Robert Boyd, thank you. Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Mark Strauss.
Here.
Student Trustee Elliot Eccles.
Here.
Chair Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Blakemore, would you please confirm that appropriate notices of this meeting have been provided?
Appropriate notice of this meeting have been provided, Madam Chair.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda as proposed?
As opposed, with the exception of items 6D and E.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's approved. The University Advisory Committee representatives, we always want to take a moment and recognize you for the valuable work that you do. Dr. Rosenbaum, Dr. Wass, Dr. Freeman, Dr. Lopez, Mr. Latham, and Mr. Small. Any comments for those of you who are here?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Mr. Blakemore, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
There have been no requests at all, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We have two action items that are critical to be passed today, and that's why we are here this afternoon. Dr. Cunningham, would you present the items as have been amended in our agenda? But I've lost what those numbers are. Are they 6A and C?
6A, B, and C.
Okay, so 6A, B, and C.
Thank you, Chair Muir. The first item, 6A, is a compliance requirement. Public Act 97-814 requires a search firm policy be enacted by the Board of Trustees. This was a public act that was passed in the last year General Assembly that requires the board to have a policy within 6 months of the effective date of the public act, which was January 1, 2013. And the policy recommendation is attached. It's the second page in the agenda. And basically, it would provide that a search firm could be used in the hiring of a president for a presidential search. But otherwise, a series of guidelines are presented for the president to make a determination as to whether or not a use of an external search firm would be recommended. And if so, that would be presented to the Board of Trustees at a regularly scheduled meeting for authorization. Search firms are widely used throughout the market. We recently completed the Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management search through the use of a search firm, which we're going to consider in a few minutes. And so it is often very advantageous to utilize a search firm and very cost effective. But we have set forth a set of criteria for your consideration.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the university policy for the use of external search firms as presented to the board?
So moved.
Second. Do I have any discussion? All those, excuse me, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. So we have at least one search that's open now that has a search consultant being employed. Are those impacted in any way, or is there any action we need to take today to ratify that?
I don't think so, because those were contracted in advance of the effective date of this policy or the effective date of the public act.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The issue of 6B, which relates to the Oracle contract, I believe was fully vetted this morning in Finance and Facilities and Operations Committee. Dr. Cunningham, just very, very briefly summarize that, please.
Yes, item 6B is the comprehensive Oracle PeopleSoft enterprise resource planning package of renewal of current licenses migration of some existing license to updated products, and as well as the acquisition of the new data warehouse program that we discussed from the Oracle Corporation. This would bring all of our Oracle components together in one package, and as indicated earlier, the terms that have been negotiated are very favorable to the university, and those do expire, however, as of June 1.
All right. Because of that fact of June 1, may I have a motion to approve the Academic Affairs, Finance and Facilities, ITS, Analytics and Data Warehouse License Migration Item.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I don't want to rush through this because this is a very pleasant duty of the board. I believe that the board has received the curriculum vitae of Dr. Eric Weldy, and Dr. Weldy has been identified as the choice of the president and the group involved in that search to serve as the vice president of student affairs and enrollment management effective July 1st, 2013. Do you have any further information to provide to us?
In summary, Lisa Freeman was the chair of the search. It was a very successful search. We brought three very well-qualified candidates to campus. Dr. Weldy interacted extensively with President-designate Baker and completed the offer and acceptance process subject to the board's approval last week. Dr. Baker also recommends this appointment to you. Dr. Weldy has a doctorate from the University of Illinois. He is currently the Associate Vice President for Student Affairs at Florida State University. Before that, he was an Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Life at the University of Minnesota. At the University of Illinois, he was Assistant Dean of Students and held various capacities in the University of Illinois Urbana campus over a period of 10 years. And before that, was employed at Millikan University in Decatur. So exceptionally well qualified, and both President Peters and President-designate Baker recommend your approval of this appointment.
And Kelly, who we recognize this morning as the interim, will continue in what capacity, Steve?
She will be continue to be an associate vice president in the student affairs area, fulfilling many of the areas she currently has responsibility for.
So Dr. Weldy would have a very strong team.
Yes, yeah. No question.
And this is President Baker's first position as a vice president, his first choosing of a vice president.
Yes, his first appointment.
His first appointment. So in light of that, do I have a motion to approve the appointment of Dr. Eric Weldy as Vice President of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management effective July 1?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
We've got a discussion done.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank Dr. Freeman and the members of the search committee for their hard work in this search. I know this was a little bit more difficult because we had to coordinate between an outgoing presidency and an incoming presidency and find the right fit. And it looks like you have. It's a very impressive CV. I'm particularly interested in the career work that Dr. Weldy did at the University of Illinois before going on to two other posts. So I think he's going to find himself a good home here.
Any other comments? Any other comments?
No, I'd like to second. Appreciate the work that you did here.
So we have a motion and a second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
I believe that is our agenda for today. I appreciate everyone's willingness to stay a little bit longer. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.